kill. Masked, swift, merciless murderers. A band of vicious mobsters planning crime after crime. Killing anyone who gets in their path. Choosing their prey and making it pay. Posing as businessmen and baffling the police at every turn. Criminals without conscience.
Death will force you to sit through stark brutality and moral abuse. You will be fascinated and spellbound by bizarre terror without a heart, without a soul, without a conscience.
Your daughter is as good as dead. She's finished.
No!
Victoria!
You murderer!
No! Son of a bitch. This guy's killed a lot of people.
Caution. Morally and sexually, this may shock you, but it's an experience in psychosadism you will never forget.
This is the Don 2N radar station that consists of two command and control centers and up to 100 anti-missiles of long range and short range.
And you're the urge of G.
Now you listen to me, boy. Jesus is a Baptist. You can't run away from Jesus.
No, you listen.
I come a long way since I'd believe in anything. And I come halfway around the world.
Now, you ain't come so far that you could keep from following me, though, have you, boy? Some preacher's left his mark on you. Did you follow me for me to take it off or to give you another one? I hear them scraping their feet inside. Get out the tracks. They're fixing to come out. What are we going to do? What's inside that there building?
Program letting out.
You take this boy and go up to the other side and give out, and I'll stay here with the one that followed me. Now you go to the top of them stairs and repent for and renounce your sins and distribute these tracts to the people.
I'm as clean as you are.
Fornication, blasphemy, what else?
If I was in sin, I was in it before I ever committed any. There ain't no change coming to me. I don't believe in sin. Nothing matters but that Jesus don't exist.
Go distribute them tracts to the people.
I'll take them up there and throw them in the bushes. You'll be watching. See, can you see?
Jesus calls you. Jesus calls you.
Hey, looky down yonder. You see that blind man down there? He's giving out tracts and begging Jesus. You ought to see him. And he's got this here ugly child. I mean, you better get on the other side, lady. There's a fool down there giving out tracts.
Don't pay no attention to that fanatic up there.
Don't I know what exists and what don't? Ain't I got eyes in my head? Am I a blind man? Let me tell you something. Maybe you think that you ain't clean because you don't believe. Every one of you are clean. And I'll tell you why. If you think it's because of Jesus Christ crucified, you're wrong. I ain't saying he wasn't crucified, but I say it wasn't for you. I'm gonna start a new church, the church approved without Jesus Christ crucified, and it won't cost you nothing to join my church. It ain't started yet, but it's gonna be. I don't need Jesus. What do I need Jesus for? I got Leora Watt.
Oh, Asa Hawk's the name when you go to following me again.
Then there's a trick on niggers.
Een streling, een hartstochtelijke zoen, een omhelzing misschien, waarmee een vrouw spontaan haar man kan verrassen, die hen soms seksueel niet onberoerd laat en hem daardoor dan ook soms misleidt, is allerminst door haar bedoeld als een directe uitnodiging tot een eropvolgend seksueel contact. Wederom een bron van misverstand berustend op een onvoldoende inzicht in de vrouwelijke wezensaard. Meerdere malen heb ik dan ook van een vrouw kunnen horen dat zij deze liefkozingen dan maar liever achterwege liet. Omdat het steeds maar weer uitdraaide op een samenleving waarop zij allerminst uit was. Dit alles maakt, dunkt mij, wel begrijpelijk dat het bevredigende van een seksuele samenleving voor de meeste vrouwen staat of valt met de aard van de relatie zelf die ze heeft met haar man.
Een soort schuldgevoel dat ik niet zo verschrikkelijk veel ervaring had over het feit dat die Zweedse mij in alle opzichten voor was geweest.
Dus
die
overtrof.
Ja, Zweedse, je kent het wel.
Wat Swedish.
Precies, en blond en mooi en prachtig. Dus ik had het allemaal, de foto's en de brieven gelezen. En met naar bed gaan was het dus op de knieën en op het ruige tafelblad. En dan was het iets van, ik vind het prima hoor, maar ik voel toch die vieze, vuile splinter in mijn reet. En dan werd ik weer afgeleid.
Ja,
en dan kwam ik echt niet zo leuk klaar. En dan had ik dus geen trek in. En ook op mijn knieën of in wat verstanden dan ook. Dus nogmaals, ik had ook variaties. En ik heb het hele boek van de NVSH niet gezien. Waarom ook niet? Omdat ik uit ervaring weet, voor mezelf dus. Hè? Ik kan me voorstellen dat mensen die misschien een andere prikkeling nodig hebben. Ik ga gewoon, als ik een kerel fijn vind, graag naar bed op de manier waarop ik dat fijn vind. Hè? Dus het feit dat ik dat mensen attributen of vloerkleden of tafels nodig hebben of lampenkap of gastellen, meegenomen, het geldt absoluut niet voor mij.
Dit was een van de grote aanwinsten van deze eeuw, die de vorige eeuw wel weer voorbereid is. Zeggen dat het afwijkend is in die zin. Of abnormaal, en dan abnormaal gezien als afwijkend van het grootste gemiddelde. Dus iemand die bijvoorbeeld alleen maar zijn seksuele genoegens kan beleven aan een lijk, nou, dat komt voor. Voor mij mag het, maar dat is abnormaal vanuit de spreiding van seksuele bevredigingsmogelijkheden gezien. In die zin komen er wel randdingen voor. Dat is liever marginale dingen noemen dan afwijkend. Ja.
We gotta get it to the devil's tricking us while we're losing the kids. Sure it is! Sure it is! Sure it is! Buddy, what if that was one of your girls or boys up here tonight? I got three girls here tonight, all of them saved. Son of one of my girls up here getting saved tonight, I'd be happy, 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 happy. All right.
I was keeping it as a souvenir.
The price of your treason to the Soviets.
That is a lie.
In return for this money, you are going on a speaking tour of the Western world, telling lies about your own country.
That is a preposterous statement.
Perhaps you may consider my next statement less preposterous. As the presiding judges of the special MVD court, we find the prisoner guilty of treason to the Soviet Union and sentence her to death. This sentence to be carried out in Moscow within the next 24 hours. The prisoner will be permitted to make a statement.
I have only this statement to make. If this is Soviet justice, I am silent.
I'm a murderer. I've sent an innocent human being to her death.
Sir, my political career is hanging by a thread.
Be quiet for once, Senator. She was working for you all the time.
For us?
Yes, undercover, converting me to communism. We told my lousy capitalistic colonel a pack of lies.
That's all she's guilty of, converting me to communism.
Yes, and she reformed me. She made me see the truth about communism. Ah, the 100 lies of capitalism. I know them by heart. She was working for you all the time.
For us?
Yes, undercover, converting me to communism. We told my lousy capitalistic colonel a pack of lies.
That's all she's guilty of, converting me to communism.
Yes, and she reformed me. She made me see the truth about communism. Ah, the 100 lies of capitalism.
Yes, but
I'm not a fellow traveler. I'm a red 100%, and she did it.
Nothing can change Soviet justice. And return to Moscow.
I demand my rights as a Soviet officer.
What rights?
I was sentenced to be executed in Moscow by a military firing squad.
I do not demean myself replying to an enemy of the people.
Major Golovich, I do not understand your behavior.
This is an enemy of the people.
You will drive to Moscow. If you attempt any tricks, your paramour will be instantly liquidated.
The most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. Let me say it again.
The 2020 election was the most secure
election in American history.
Let me begin by asking a very simple question. Do we know the truth about what really happened in the 2020 election?
I think millions of Americans know something went wrong, and they have little pieces, and no one's really put it together.
I'm agnostic on this question, and I am awaiting more information.
If I believe the president were a Nazi, I might steal an election.
Bold accusations require bold evidence, and they haven't seen it.
We have been working on something big.
Show me the money.
Can we meet? I've been working with Greg Phillips. He has a deep background in election intelligence.
True the Vote has the largest store of election intelligence for the 2020 election in the world. No one has more data than we do. We identified in Atlanta 242 mules that went to an average of 24 drop boxes. At Philadelphia alone, we've identified more than 1,100 mules.
What is a mule?
A person picking up ballots and running them to the drop boxes.
This is not grandma walking a dog. They are interested in one thing.
In no shape, in no way, in no time is that legal.
This is organized crime. You have 4 million minutes of surveillance.
What you're about to see is
so this is 1 o'clock in the morning.
Don't vote at 1 o'clock in the morning.
One night, this person, this leader, across six counties to 27 different drop boxes.
I call it the Mexican.
You see? You fucking sims! What do I get my hands on you?
Hallo.
Goedemiddag, met mevrouw Levy. Kunt u mij informatie toesturen over de cursus Arabisch?
Ja hoor. Levy met IE?
Nee, met een I zonder puntjes.
Voorletters?
AM.
Uw huisnummer?
14.
Postcode?
1791 AB.
Slingerweg 14, Limburg?
Ja, dat klopt.
Hoe bent u aan ons telefoonnummer gekomen?
Uit het telefoonboek.
Goed, bedankt. Ik zal u de informatie te sturen.
Dank u wel. Dag.
Dank u wel.
Hoofdstuk 15, tekst 6. Nog een taleninstituut.
It's not a leap to say this would have made a difference.
They have ruined Election Day in the United States of America. That's provable. And that's enough for me.
Goedemorgen, met mevrouw Levy. Ik wil graag wat informatie over de cursus
Arabisch. We are a criminal cartel masquerading as a democracy.
2,000 mules. In select theaters, May 2nd and 4th. Virtual premiere, May 7th. Stream, May 8th at Salem.
Ночью, ровно в 4 часа, 22 тысячи орудий внезапно ударили по вражеской обороне.
Hey, Tommy. Kan de radio aan, het is hier zo'n dode boel.
Check the Amsterdam phone book for anything under the heading of Juliana. There's a war going on in Amsterdam. Sounds like a bloodbath. And now, a direct report from Amsterdam regarding the sale and distribution of drugs from that city.
Man, I'm gonna kill
you. Yo, man, you fucking that kid up.
He's kicking his monkey ass.
He's back, goddammit, I'm a cop.
Oh, mein Pudelchen, mein Schätzchen. Schätzchen, geht es dir gut?
What is the matter with you?
Clap up, young lads. You're a thief. Uw werken eisen een speciale verdediging. Kan elke gezonde man in geval van oorlog worden gemobiliseerd?
Lingofoon is Marokkaans, Arabisch en Egyptisch Arabisch. Maar ik weet niet precies wat
zonder het bijdragen voor de verdediging van Europa. 16 januari, Portugal. U hebt een strategische positie aan de Atlantische kust. Wat kunt u bijdragen? 18 januari, Italië. Bent u bereid uw leger, marine en luchtmacht te herbouwen binnen de grenzen van het vredesverdrag? 19 januari, Luxemburg. U hebt een klein land met een belangrijke staalindustrie. Hoe kunt u ons helpen? 24 januari, IJsland. U hebt geen strijdkrachten, maar waaruit kan uw bijdrage bestaan voor de verdediging van het Westen? 26 januari, Canada. Europa is dankbaar voor uw wapenhulp. Welke strijdkrachten kunt u over de oceaan zenden? 27 januari, de Verenigde Staten. Na zijn terugkeer kon generaal Eisenhower verklaren dat de 300 miljoen ingezetenen van West-Europa en Noord-Amerika in staat waren de democratie te verdedigen. Echter uitsluitend, indien zij hun krachten spoedig zouden bundelen. Niemand weet wanneer ons verdedigingsapparaat aan de vuurproef zal worden onderworpen.
Are the inclination for strategic thought?
En daarom hebben wij weinig tijd van...
I can no longer sit back and allow...
communist
infiltration, communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
This man is obviously a psychotic.
De herbewapening ter beveiliging van de 12 naties diende te worden gecoördineerd en versneld zonder hierbij hun economie te ontwrichten.
Achtung, achtung, nog 4 minuten bis zum Abwurf.
Über 1 Million Menschen warten an den Abhängen der San Gabriel-Berge auf den Bombenabwurf, der über Leben und Tod entscheidet. Und mit ihnen wartet voller Hoffnung die Bevölkerung der anderen bedrohten Gebiete. Es besteht noch eine direkte Kabelverbindung nach Washington, aber die Funkanlagen sind zerstört. Auch mit dem Atombomber, den wir jeden Moment erwarten, haben wir keine Funkverbindung. Meine Reportage, die auf Band aufgenommen wird, soll diesen historischen Augenblick für später festhalten.
Als sein Assistent hat General Eisenhower Feldmarschall Montgomery angestellt. Andere Hochoffiziere werden benoemd en een staf werd samengesteld uit alle landen. Hieraan waren moeilijkheden gevonden.
You've got to consider the possibility that there's health issues in some of these cases. But when you see something like this,
that rapidly approaching a moment of truth, both for ourselves as human beings and for the life of our nation. Now, truth is not always a pleasant thing.
Very, very old.
But it is necessary now to make a choice, to choose between two admittedly regrettable, but nevertheless distinguishable post-war environments. One where you got 20 million people killed, and the other where you got 150 million people killed.
You're talking about mass murder, General, not war.
Children of Adam and Eve, who God created, and these hybrid children who became demons, the giants of the pre-flood era, over control of the earth. God created us to take dominion of the earth. The fallen realm wants dominion of the earth, and they're trying to eliminate us. And sadly, there are humans who are acting as dupes for these fallen entities. And I think that's why you see such an emphasis and such a violent, a visceral reaction to that leaked opinion from the Supreme Court. I mean, why would protecting the preborn generate such a hate-filled response from those who want to continue the practice?
And why was it leaked?
Minus 8, sir.
Good. Wie viel ist 3 plus
2? Oops! Of course, we know it was leaked on purpose. We know that it's
I don't need that kind of shit. Fuck you.
Why that by millions, you can imagine the aftermath of a global nuclear exchange.
When Russian warheads struck American missile silos in the northern mountain states, radioactive fallout began taking a massive toll.
You fucking bitch!
Wind patterns would carry it and drop it on huge areas of the country. So there would essentially be no safe place to go.
Have some idea of what's going to happen in the future after these cities are ruined. Think of Chernobyl. There were cities nearby that were evacuated. Today, they're really overgrown with vegetation and animals are just roaming
freely. Und über etwas muss sich jeder gute Soldat im Klaren sein. Das Einzige, was am Ende zählt, ist Macht, erreicht durch nackte, gnadenlose Gewalt.
The world now settles into a deep gloom as the skies go dark. The bombs started massive fires that sent 50 million tons of soot into the air.
Der einzig gute Mensch ist ein toter Mensch.
The soot from the massive nuclear fueled fires blocked so much sunlight.
Es ist daher unsere heilige Pflicht, dort einzumarschieren, das Land zu erobern, seine Lebewesen uns untertan zu machen und unsere Flagge dort wehen zu lassen. Wir müssen die Grenzen der Macht unseres unbezwingbaren Volkes erweitern. Wir müssen erobern. Erobern!
Two decades later.
Und über etwas muss sich jeder gute Soldat im Klaren sein. Das Einzige, was am Ende zählt, ist Macht. Erreicht durch nackte, gnadenlose Gewalt.
And nearly 90% of the world's population has died off.
Say a handful of people do make it. And they're in one of these shelters, then it's time for them to venture back out onto the surface. They will be entering into a completely unfamiliar terrain. Everything they knew.
Interrupt our normal program to cooperate in security and civil defense measures as requested by the government. This is a radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas at 6:40 and 12:40 on your regular radio receiver. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas at 6:40 and 12:40 on your regular radio receiver.
Van macht en van gerechtigheid. Voorwaarts met glorie der mensheid, die met ons zal zijn, zoals hij ook met en bij onze vaderen was. Voorwaarts. Zijn oder nicht zijn, heeft Wilhelm gezegd. Leven of dood.
Er komt een dag na elke nacht. Voorbij trekt iedere wolk. Ik zie hoe het eerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster draalt. Glorie der mensheid maakt mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk een elk wel falen kan, schenk mij dan uw genade. Opdat ik heen ga als een man, als ik voor de lopen sta.
Als u na het schokkende programma behoefte aan hebt om met iemand te praten, bel dan gerust dit nummer 035-38-88.
Gaat en onderwijst alle volken.
Sound.
Yes, I think that there is a symptom of East, because this Eastern Europe countries, they have somehow similar political background. It's already past 20 years when we get free of Soviet Union. It has some nostalgic feel. So all these nations are very different. For example, we Estonians are much more similar to Finnish people. But still there is something on this Eastern European feeling. And I think that if these countries would like to have strong identity, they should use the best parts of this symptom of East.
Parasol elektroniczny. Rumors from the Eastern Underground. Episode 1. Estonia.
Hello. My name is Kiva.
Aivar Tunso.
Katrin Essenson.
Raul Keller.
Lotte.
Kaiti.
Sekoja.
Taavi Tulev.
Andres Leo.
Tenku.
Rainer Jantsis.
I feel like some native, like African, who's coming, like the big guy from the West, comes with a microphone and says, dance, dance. And then he's, well, yeah, dance, yeah, it's good, you know. I make a book out of it. Do you want to be famous? Do you want? So please dance.
The new hymn of Estonia.
My name is Aivar Tunso, and I live in Tallinn. I'm a promoter, I run a little record label. At the moment I'm curator of Tallinn 2011 Capital of Europe music program. And also I do my own music as well, together with my friends. My label Ulme Bladid was established 10 years ago, in 2000, and it has released about 15 releases. Some electronic music, but also acoustic music. If you listen to these records, you can recognize some special feeling, maybe, which is common to all artists. And all artists are Estonian, and that is the one rule that I've been always interested to release Estonian music. Actually, it's very difficult to translate because there is no such a word like ulme in English language. In literature, in Estonia, we have kind of genre called ulme. It's similar to meaning of science fiction, but it's said more poetic way. Last release of Ulme Bladet was a compilation of reworks and remixes of one of the most important Estonian composer Veljo Tormis, and as he is very important for the local music scene, it was very interesting to bring together a younger generation artists and then to have conversation with this legendary composer, who told about background of these his pieces, and by himself was using traditional music, old Estonian tradition, all other Fenno-Ugric traditional music, and he composed this traditional music for choir. Composer Veljo Tormis will be this year 80, and in times he did this, it was very radical, and then some some compositions are quite avant-garde, and we took these compositions and trying to do some electronic versions of it. There is loads of new bands at the moment. Everybody's trying to do something, and it's possible to see that they are looking at their own style and so on, but it's always still this problem that we are still a little bit isolated. In the 90s, there was very big risk that everybody was trying to follow what's happening in West, and it was very clearly seen in music as well. But at the moment, everybody already is trying to do their own thing.
One, two, three, ah.
My name is Katrin Essenson.
I'm Raul Keller, and we're going to the Contemporary Art Center of Estonia, to the local radio studio. So if you follow me, please. So here you can see that the
roof. This looks very shabby for a contemporary museum.
Yeah, it's because they were putting a new roof here. Because it was raining through, and so you see, it's loads of garbage here.
But it looks like a squatted place.
Right now it's basically a squat, but it's also an art institution.
And it's acknowledged by the city.
Yes, it's acknowledged now by the city, and it's part of this cultural factory next door. So here you can see a multifunctional room that has...
Very multifunctional,
yeah,
yes.
It hasn't been cleaned. And this is the logo of the Contemporary Art Museum.
It says EKKM, which means?
Eesti Kaasaegse Kunstimuuseum in Estonian. It's a black flag that has a white flag inside of it.
So there's also food here, there's some chairs, there's... what is this huge thing this on the wall? Is it a telescope?
No. This is for making home brewed wine.
Yes. Wine.
Yes.
Great.
But it's empty right now.
Yeah, okay. So
It's also, like, as you see, it's multifunctional. It has a bass amplification here, and then this.
It's from the German enterprise Klemmt.
Yes. It's the Beatles used it as a vocal microphone at the end of the 60s. So right now it's making a lot of this because it's plugged in. The good old analog hiss.
So, and your illegal transmitter is over there.
Yes.
Oh no, it's legal actually.
Yeah, I know. Well, local radio's self-produced stereo FM exciter.
And local radio is your own radio station.
Yes.
And Hanseatic, I see. That's a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, that's a vacuum cleaner.
And it says Teleskoprohr. And
it's not a NASA engine inside, probably. It's just a Teleskoprohr.
Can you hear the seagulls outside?
That's the seagulls.
Yeah.
They sound really different.
No, it's the ravens, actually.
It's typical sound of Tallinn.
It was something. Oh, yeah, the building as well. This is a huge building that's like a culture factory. That's a big institution that's going to house artists. But we don't know the names of the artists yet, but they're building the house for them. And
but the artists actually come to your contemporary museum.
Yes, the artists are
just
here.
Spotted the house, named it Contemporary Art Museum, although we have it one in Estonia, but it's more like
it's just an art museum. I think the difference is that
next door you see an example of creative industries, and here it's a creative squat, I think.
You mean the other place is not multifunctional?
Yeah, it's less multifunctional, I think. It's more glass and steel based.
And in between all these empty buildings of the government, your multifunctional, real contemporary museum.
Yes.
Maybe you can call it the more contemporary museum.
Exactly, which is this Wiener Furst, which is like labeled the real.
Yeah, the echte Wiener Furst.
Yeah. Ersatzfurst.
Kunsthonig.
Kunst.
Chinese, so honey.
Chinese, yeah.
Okay.
So this is the beach. In 1979, they introduced Fanta and Pepsi. They brought it here because of the Olympic Games, and also Marlboro and cigarettes were sold and stuff like that. Because, you know, to show off that the Soviet regime is like rich, and we also have Marlboro and we have Pepsi, you know. They traded it for vodka. Vodka was shipped to America, and then they got this powder, this substance to make Pepsi. And then in Tallinn they made Pepsi, like licensed Pepsi. It was a Pepsi land.
Tapa maja vaikne, ei seal tapeta, tapa pakud puhtad, ainsa rappeta. My name is Kiva, K-I-W-A. I live in different cities. I always move, I like to travel a lot. I work with sound, I am writing books, I am curating exhibitions. And sometimes I mix all these things together. When I started as an artist in the 90s, early 90s, then local art world was still very, very old school. And I decided that I must do only experimental things and experiment with the artist's position, or me as an artist, or me as a non-artist. And also this gives me the opportunity to do different things, to work in different mediums. And when I started with that in the 90s, nobody understood me. But now the teachers are talking in the university for the students that I was the model for the 21st century. Estonia is like a borderland between east and west, and we want to be more like a Scandinavian country, which we mentally are. We don't have Russian temperament or Catholic religion like in Poland and Lithuania. And also Estonia is very American friendly and very extremely right-wing government. Now we have been 20 years free country after Soviet Union collapse. there are like positive and negative aspects of the history, but as a creative person, it gives inspiration that things are not so fixed like in countries with the capitalist tradition. There is more freedom, for example, for doing political art or social art.
Models are ugly. Designers are ugly. Ugly! Ugly! So, so ugly! So fucking ugly! This is so ugly! Fashion is so ugly! So, so ugly! Fashion is so ugly! 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 Ugly!
There were two big subcultures, punks and headbangers, and we used the energy of punk and made very fast music, but the sound was more like this headbanger metal music. So for punks we were too metal, and for headbangers we were too much punk. And I remember I was trying to understand house music and breakbeat and all this rave stuff that was very popular. And I still move on with the electronic music and kind of electropunk or shifted pop cliché formats.